My name is Michael Markarian, and my family business is a packaging company that serves top brands all over the world. There's no debate that some packaging is harming nature and polluting our cities, and something needs to change. My goal is to show you that sustainable options exist and how you can implement them right now. This is the Sustainable Packaging Show.
You are listening to the Sustainable Packaging Show Season 1. Keep an eye out for Season 2 coming soon. Now with today's show. What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Sustainable Packaging Show. This is the season finale of Season 1, episode number 30. I'm thinking we'll do 30 episodes per season, and each season is going to get better. Each season is going to get better. In the same way, each literal season will get better. The earth will get cleaner. The earth will get brighter as we solve these problems. We're taking action in this show. You know, I was listening to something inspiring, and it was saying, why do we work? Aside from getting a paycheck and paying our living expenses, why do we work? We work because something needs to get done, because there's work that needs to get done. It just needs to be done. And this is important work. Anyone, whether you're a packaging company, a material company, or a brand, a major brand that wants more sustainable packaging, this is work that needs to be done, and someone needs to do it. Someone needs to come forth with practical solutions, and someone needs to get us out of this doom and gloom, out of this, the world is ending, out of this, there's going to be more plastic in the ocean than fish. Okay, truth, that's true. What are we going to do about it? Let's not dwell about it. What are we going to do about it? And that's where I want to come to you guys today, always in this show, to the best of my ability. And I hope this inspires other people. Give it your best. Give it your best. Not perfection, progress. Give it your best. That's all we can do. And have your mind focused on no more greenwashing. No more greenwashing. If we could focus all of our energies together, all of our energies together in a non-greenwashed way to make packaging more sustainable, right? It can sustain. The earth can sustain because it's actually good for the planet. We're going to go a long way. We're going to go far, right? We have the momentum behind us. There's great momentum in making packaging more sustainable. But the biggest distinction, the biggest thing I want to state through this show, if I can get nothing else done, and hopefully I'll get something else done at least, but if I get nothing else done, it's this mindset, stop greenwashing. The time for greenwashing is over. The time for greenwashing is over, both from the perspective of it's time that we step up and do what's right for the planet so we don't just all complain. You could use other terms there, but we don't just complain about how bad things are, but we actually get to work, number one. And number two, the time for greenwashing is over because it's good for business to stop greenwashing. Because consumers care more, they're becoming more educated, and your greenwash solutions of the past that sort of got some people that didn't know what they were doing to say, ooh, this is good. This is a green brand. That's going to backfire on you because you're going to lose the trust of that consumer. And at the same time, when I said that, there's a difference between greenwashing and there's a difference between this idea of progress, not perfection. So if you come forth with a sustainable solution that's not perfect, that doesn't mean you're greenwashing. It does not mean you're greenwashing. And there's a lot of people in the world of sustainability that sort of sit in their ivory towers and they shoot down everything that's not perfect. And that's not good or healthy either. That shouldn't be a license to greenwash, but it should be, you know, just a matter of as long as you have documentation, as long as you can make an honest argument how it's better than the status quo, I'm all for doing it and trying it. And that's the intro to the season finale. What do you think? What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Share with me your thoughts. Mike M at ContempoPackaging.com. You know, this is a mission that we're on. This is a mission we're on together. I have the privilege of working on this as at least part of my job. My family business, Contempo, a packaging company, leader in the fashion world. Over the last 3 years, we built it to be a leader in the cannabis and CBD world. And now we're a leader in sustainable packaging, talking to some of the biggest CPG companies in the world. Who would have known? Who would have thought? Why are they talking to us? Because we actually care. Because we actually care. Because we're actually talking about don't greenwash. The time for greenwashing is over. And if you want to have a success as a packaging company selling sustainable packaging, maybe I'm giving you my sales pitch. Maybe it's not smart for me to do this, but I'm going to give you the sales pitch. The sales pitch goes like this. There's a lot of greenwash packaging out there. My company is not greenwashing. Please talk to me. I have some great things and an impact I want to make. That's going to get you in the door if you can deliver it well, and if you can deliver it honestly, and if you can back it up, right? Because you can get in the door, but then you got to back it up. So I could literally end this episode there and just, you know, that's probably the most important thing that's been discussed. And we've talked about it over the last 29 episodes, this being the 30th. Don't greenwash. That's like rule number one, right? That's like the golden rule. Stop greenwashing. If we can focus all of our efforts on how to actually make packaging more sustainable, as in it's actually good for the planet. You're not tinting plastic green and calling it sustainable. And thinking about these issues from all angles. It's good for business and it's the right thing to do. And, you know, you got to look at it from all angles, right? Seeing things from 360 degrees. We'll do like a little bit of a recap of what we've talked about. Seeing things from all angles, what's actually good for the planet. And restoring the natural beauty of the earth. I mean, imagine if we're successful, and we will be successful together. Not Contempo and not such and such a brand, but together, all of us, with this mindset, stop greenwashing. We will be successful. And we're going to restore the earth to its natural beauty. I mean, packaging is literally littering and harming marine life and harming life as God created it. I mean, you just look around. It's sad. It's sad to see what's happening, but we're going to solve it. We're going to solve it. And the way we're going to solve it is by, first, a lot of things start in the mind. Start with the mindset. And the mindset has to be, no greenwashing. There's a saying I heard, the worst thing you can do in business is run enthusiastically in the wrong direction. It's a pretty good line. And I think it's really true. You run enthusiastically. Oh, we want to do sustainable packaging, but you're greenwashing and you're putting millions of dollars into it. But you're running in the wrong direction enthusiastically. We need to run enthusiastically in this right direction, which is, I don't have all the answers. It's not going to be perfect, but I'm going to create packaging that is not greenwashed. That's where it's at, ladies and gentlemen. That's where it's at. And it's one of the great challenges of our lifetime, frankly, is, are we going to be the generation that saw, we were the generation that really created, I mean, you know, I'm sure different generations are talking about this, but let's say over the last 50 years, if you're born in the last 50 to 75 years, you're this generation compared to, you know, the last 1,000 years. We were really this generation that set forth this whole idea of consumer packaged goods at scale, billions of units shipping from, you know, large companies and small companies. We created this and we enjoy it. Each of us enjoy it. You know, you can say, oh, I don't like it. But I like drinking wine from Italy, and I like getting, you know, figs from such and such a place. You know, I think we all like this society to a degree, but there's the downside of it. And it's this packaging thing. It's one of the downsides. So to me, this is our challenge. You know, we sort of created this issue and it's our issue to solve. And we're going to solve it. And we're going to solve it. Or we're going to go back to living in small villages where, you know, you don't have a need for this. But that's not happening, ladies and gentlemen. I shouldn't even say that. That's not happening. So see the world as it is, not as you wish it was. See the world as it is. See the world as it is, get out of your bubble, and then make it better. And then make it better. That's the key. So, ladies and gentlemen, we talked about the KISS method to sustainable packaging, right? How do we think about sustainable packaging that's actually good for the planet? The kind of packaging, are you talking about a jar, a tin, a spray bottle? What's the kind of packaging, the ideology? Right? When you say, I want it to be sustainable, what do you mean? What do you mean? I hope you're not greenwashing, right? We've covered that, I think. I hope. But if you're not greenwashing and you want it to be sustainable, which path to sustainability are you talking about? Recyclable? Made from recycled content? Are you talking about renewable packaging? Are you talking about reusable packaging? Or are you talking about degradable additives? What's your ideology? Once you pick the ideology, so you say, I want made from recycled content. Okay, great. What's the actual substrate? The next S. KIS, the first S, third letter, substrate. What are you choosing? Recycled ocean plastics? There's endless options. What's the substrate that's right for you? And then the final S is storytelling. How do you storytell? How do you, you know, how do you share this message of what you just did, right? It shouldn't be just the packaging companies and the brands knowing what they do. How do you message to consumers? And how do you also message to consumers how to dispose of it? Because you create this wonderful packaging and it looks like it's probably recyclable in the blue bin, but really it's compostable. But the consumer doesn't know, so they take that compostable package, they throw it in the recycling bin. What happens? That consumer has just contributed to waste and contamination in the recycling stream. So you got to take, we have to take responsibility for 360 degrees, right? 360 degrees. How do you see it through the entire way? That's storytelling. I was listening to something interesting. It was a great analogy. It said, you know, we focus so much on the product story. This is potentially a big idea. And I'm just scratching the surface here. We talk so much about the product story, right? Especially with different food products. The product story, where it's from. And, you know, these are the people who make it. And this is the, you know, we do a great job storytelling around the product. And I believe we need to do a great job storytelling around the packaging. We need to make consumers care. Because the opportunity is there now. I think consumers in the past didn't really care that much. Now, as marketers, how do we storytell around the packaging as much as we storytell around the product? It's powerful. And that's what great minds are going to figure out. Okay, why do we storytell? Get credit, right? Get credit for the investment and time you're making to build your brand. That's the business reason. Inspiring others to follow you, right? Be a leader. Go first. Get your sustainable packaging on the shelf, right? You pick the kind, you pick the ideology, you pick the substrate, and you storytell, and you get it on the shelf, and then other people see it. And other people, because you storytold well, and you weren't greenwashing, right? They're inspired. And then they'll say, you know, I had great packaging, but I was inspired by that brand, and that's good for your PR too. Go first. This is happening. This is happening, ladies and gentlemen. It's happening whether you like it or not, whether you want to or not, whether you have time in your schedule or not. This is happening. So I encourage you to jump on board and help us solve this problem. It's rewarding work too. You're going to feel wonderful when your brand has truly sustainable packaging, both because you're helping the planet and it's going to be good for business. And the last reason to storytell is so consumers properly dispose. We've talked about that. Other considerations, performance, right? Performance, make sure your product's going to stay fresh. We talked about seventh generation wet wipes, right? You change it from polyethylene to hemp and... But can the hemp plastic preserve the product or are they going to dry out? And what do you have to do to make that change in a smart way? Is there enough supply chain, right? And this is something also I want to talk to everyone about, another secret of how do I sell big brand sustainable packaging, right? I'm going to give all the secrets away. Why? Because I want you to actually focus your time here, focus your energy here, right? Contempo, we're going to do just fine. We're going to do just fine in sustainable packaging. There's... I think $900 billion of packaging sold per year in the world. So I think we're okay if we talk about this. I want to make this really happen. If you want to sell big brands on sustainable packaging, you need documentation. Something we haven't talked a lot about, documentation. What does that mean? It means backing up your claim. It means seeing yourself from the perspective of that brand. So, ladies and gentlemen, you are now not a packaging company or a... environmental enthusiast, you are a brand manager at a major CPG company or a small startup that wants to be a big company or a small company startup that doesn't want to be a big company but doesn't want to get publicly criticized for their packaging as being greenwashed. So you are looking for sustainable packaging and you start to source different options and you look at what your options may or may not be. And what do you ultimately come to? What's ultimately going to happen? You're going to come to a point where you see different options and you see something where the claims sound good. It biodegrades in such and such time. It's made 100% out of hemp fibers, which will reduce carbon emissions. It will fill in the blank. There's a lot of great stuff. And you're all excited and you're ready to pull the trigger and you're ready to present it to your team and your VP or your conscience or whatever it is. Somebody will say, most likely, show me the proof. Before we put ourselves on the line, I need to see some proof. I need to see something beyond just your words, just your enthusiasm. Just, you know, if the salesman of that packaging company convinces me that this is great and I buy into it and I ship a million units, what's the perception of those million people? You know, that packaging salesman isn't there to make that pitch to those million people and explain them everything. So I'm on the line now. I'm on that. And the brand manager is going to say, crap, should I really do this? Should I really be doing this? That brand manager is going to say, okay, if I have the proper documentation, honest documentation. And guys, the documentation sometimes is hard to come by. Sometimes it's expensive, but honesty is the key here. Honesty is the key. The brands that are going to win, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but I know I'm right. I know I'm right. I know I'm right because I have faith in humanity. Because if I'm wrong, it's a bad sign. If I'm wrong, then I'm wrong about a lot of this stuff. If I'm wrong, then maybe the time for greenwashing isn't over. And people are going to continue with BS. And people aren't serious about solving these problems. So I hope I'm not wrong. I know I'm not wrong. So because I'm not wrong, your key is honesty. It's to present the data. It's to present to brands and it's to present to consumers in a similar way, saying, here's the situation. Here's the situation. Here are the pros and cons. Here's the documentation we have. And I think that's the path forward, because if you don't do that, I mean, some people take the risk and just, you know, kind of go forth with the packaging. Other big brands, they're not going to want to make claims. They're going to get tied up. They're going to, you know, and then they're going to keep going with the status quo. What I'm saying is not easy. I will tell you that right now. What I'm saying is not easy. I believe we could be selling a lot more packaging if the path was greenwashing, but I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. You know, we're doing well as a company. I want to build this the right way. I want to build a... Talk about building a skyscraper, build it on a strong foundation. So that's that point, documentation. And how do you substantiate your claims so that a brand is going to feel comfortable and say, yes, let's do this and not get tripped up? That's one of the keys and one of the secrets. So, guys, I think you have a lot of the tools here from this podcast. I think one of the last points I want to make you, and I've said this before, is we're entering into a world where in the not too distant future, the norm will be sustainable packaging for every single product. And we're also entering a world where sustainable is not going to be a vague term. It's not going to be tinting your plastic green. It's going to be actually thinking through what's good for the planet. That is the world we're entering into, I would argue. That's my thesis, if you will. We are entering a world where, in the not too distant future, all packaging will be sustainable, and it will be the responsibility of the brands and the packaging companies to explain and substantiate why it's actually good for the planet. So if you believe that's the world that we're entering into, and you believe we've turned a corner, right? I believe we've turned that corner. Some people don't. If you believe we've turned that corner, then it's worth your time to invest your time, which is the most precious thing you have, and your capital, which is also quite precious, I must say, in figuring this out. There's no recipe book. There's no blueprint. We're entering uncharted territories. The blueprint's there for how to greenwash, but the blueprint's not there for how to create packaging that's actually good for the planet. And if that's your intent, that's where you're at. I can tell you your future's bright. And you're going to hit roadblocks and obstacles. Keep pushing through. There's something that said the moment where you're close to breaking through might be the moment where you want to give up. But you keep pushing. That's what the greats do. They keep pushing. And I urge you to be one of the greats in that way. Thank you so much for listening to season one of the Sustainable Packaging Show. I just sort of got this thing going. I just knew this was important to do. I don't know what the response is going to be. I think a lot of people are going to like it. I think a lot of people might not like it. But frankly, I don't care. I don't care because I'm doing my part and I'm not going to have any regrets that, oh, I wish I had blah, blah, blah. No regrets. No regrets. And that's about it. Thank you all. Thank you for caring. Thank you for pushing. Thank you for, you know, being you. Thank you for your unique contribution that you're gonna make to this movement. Thank you for your mindset that greenwashing is over. The time for greenwashing is over. The time for greenwashing is over. One more time, the time for greenwashing is over. I hope to be a key part of the solution. I hope you're a key part of the solution. And let's get to work, okay? You know where to find me, MikeM@ContempoPackaging.com. Thanks, God bless you. And wherever you're listening from, thanks for the support. Take good care. That wraps up season number one. I just want to come to you and say thank you for listening in. I hope you found this valuable because, gosh, if you have found it valuable and it gets you to actually do something, actually sparks action, I mean, I've done my job and I have been massively successful. And the great thing about doing this podcast is it takes one person to take action, and it's been all worth it. So I've had a lot of fun doing this. I think season two, I'm going to be a little sharper, a little more on point, because it's been really a crazy time in this world. And I just said, this thing's not going to be perfect, but I got to get it out there. And what better way of showing the idea of progress, not perfection, right? I don't need this to be perfect to make an impact. And hopefully that's the truth. And if you've found value from this, let this be proof of this idea of progress, not perfection, the podcast itself. So if you want to work together on the sustainable packaging, reach out to me personally, MikeM@ContempoPackaging.com. I can show you, all sorts of sustainable materials. We have a great PDF I can share you that we share with clients. I'm happy to send that to you. And if you want to partner in any way, whether you want to work for Contempo or you have a great sustainable material that maybe we don't know about, definitely reach out to me as well, MikeM@ContempoPackaging.com. Just give me a little time to get back to you, and I will try to do my best to, really look, if you have a heart for this stuff, I'm with you and I'm behind you and I want to support you and I want to do great things together. Okay. So you don't need to be the biggest company in the world. You could literally be a one-man show. Let's do some awesome things together. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening, and take good care. God bless you.